Welcome to the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.
Greetings from the Ministry of Education and Human Resource Development to our good listeners, learners, parents, and guardians to this 10th session of the Home Learning Radio Program. With you here in the studios, it is us, Visi Tupo
and Georgina Buro, Peter.
Good listeners, for this radio session, we will first look at what we have covered and asked you to do in our last lesson. Then we will take you through the lesson planned for today. So what do we expect to know and achieve today? For the take-home task on paragraph writing, we expect you, by the end of the session and after working through the activities, to A. Be able to construct a topic sentence based on a given topic. B. Be able to expand the topic sentence in the rest of the paragraph. C. Be able to construct a relevant concluding sentence to sum up the paragraph. And D. Understand what a paragraph is and the different parts of a paragraph.
Thank you, VC. I would like us now to look at what we have introduced in the last session. We have asked you to write your topic for paragraph writing on the topic, My Family. Do you have that with you? If you have a notebook, we advise you to open to that page where you write your topic, My Family. How many of you have attempted to write a paragraph? I think and I believe you have written down the topic and the sentence we have given you last week. Can I read that for you now? That sentence reads, My family is important to me because of three reasons. If you are listening and you haven't put that in last week, write this down. My family is important to me because of three reasons. You will realize that this sentence is already asking you to write three reasons. It's opening up that opportunity for you to write three good reasons. Okay? And what this means is that you will not be writing anything else outside of that three reasons. And you are focusing on only three reasons. That is what that sentence means. That you will need to stick to the three reasons. Let us see what this means in an example. The example that we will read to you is on that topic or that complete sentence. My family is important to me because of three reasons. I'm going to ask Visi what she has written down for that homework. Thank you, Visi.
Thank you, Gina. The topic of this paragraph, as you all know, is my family. My family is important to me because of three important reasons. Firstly, when I was growing up, I realized that my father and my mother have been there for me and doing everything they could for me. For instance, they fed me, clothed me, and were teaching me right from wrong. Secondly, in my family, I learned many important skills and ways of behaving. For example, I learned to wash my clothes, cook my food, and treat people with respect at all times. Lastly, my family is my first teacher. I realized that by the time I attended school, I was already prepared to do the right things because I already learned skills and important community roles and values in my family. This is why my family is important to me.
Thank you, Visi. That's a wonderful, complete paragraph. Can you see that, learners? Even parents who are listening out there, that is a complete paragraph based on that sentence that we have given you for the homework last week. My family is important to me because of three reasons, important reasons. So, how does that paragraph come about? How was VC able to construct or develop or write that paragraph into a complete piece of writing? Let us look at the steps. If you follow the steps thoroughly today, you will be able to achieve those key learning outcomes that we have read. You should be able to see how VC has constructed a topic sentence or a complete sentence based on that topic, my family. Secondly, as you are listening in to the steps in how to construct the paragraph, you should be able to expand. You should be able to know how to expand or develop or explain that main sentence we have given you last week. Thirdly, you should also be able to write or construct a complete concluding sentence at the end of the paragraph. And last of all, you should be able to explain what a paragraph is and the different parts of a paragraph. So let me take you through the steps, how that paragraph comes about. The first step in constructing a good paragraph in writing is to be able to construct a topic sentence. A topic sentence is a complete sentence which expresses an idea. Last week, we gave you that topic, "My family is important to me because of three important reasons." That is a complete sentence. And in paragraph writing, that is known as the topic sentence. A topic sentence contains the main idea. So developing that topic sentence in a paragraph means developing a complete idea. A complete idea comes in a complete sentence, okay? You learn in how to write complete sentences. A complete sentence must be complete, must express a complete idea. So what complete idea can we see in the first sentence of that paragraph? Can anybody remember? That sentence reads, "My family is important to me because of three important reasons." That idea is a complete idea. And not only that, it can be expanded. That is what a topic sentence means. A topic sentence must be expandable. It must give you that space to develop it further in a paragraph. So listening to that topic sentence, it tells you that you will be required to explain three reasons. Okay? Step two. That complete sentence is known as the topic sentence in the paragraph. Step two is asking you to expand. How do you expand or develop or explain that topic sentence? You have to stick to that topic sentence, first of all. Don't think of another idea. That idea in the sentence is your guide. Okay? And it means you have to stick to the three reasons. That is why the first sentence is called supporting sentence. It's going to support the topic sentence by giving you the first reason, isn't it? Good. So the supporting sentence number one in that paragraph, and I ask Visi to read that supporting sentence number one so that we can see in what way it supports the topic sentence. Visi?
Thank you, Gina. Support sentence one. Firstly, when I was growing up, I realized that my father and my mother have been there for me and doing everything they could for me. For instance, they fed me, clothed me, and were teaching me right from wrong.
Good one. Can you see why? I'm sure you could. Because Visi is explaining that when she was growing up, she realized What her father and mother were doing were important. The important things were they were feeding her, they were clothing her. In other words, Visi is telling us these are the things that the parents of the family did to her that made that family important. All right? Sentence number two, the supporting sentence number two. I will read to you. This is still connected to the topic sentence, and it reads, "Secondly, in my family, I learned many important skills and ways of behaving. For example, I learned to wash my clothes, cook my food, and treat people with respect at all times." Can you see why that is a supporting sentence? You should. The important skills, ways of behaving, learning to wash, cooking food, treating people. These are the important things that the writer has seen coming from the family. So she decides to write them in that paragraph. So it's a very clear supporting detail or sentence connecting to the first sentence, why the family is important. Last of all, the supporting sentence number three reads, Visi, can I ask you to read that?
"Lastly, my family is my first teacher. I realized that by the time I attend school, I was already prepared to do the right things because I already learned skills and important community roles and values in my family. This is why my family is important to me."
Learners, as you listen, can you see how the topic sentence is being supported and expanded from the first supporting sentence to the third supporting sentence to the last? The writer has indicated that clearly by stating this is what I see first, and second, this is it, and thirdly or lastly, this is it. That is a very good way of looking at how the topic sentence is supported by the writer. And can you see the ideas clearly? What ideas does the writer of the paragraph use to expand this paragraph? I think and I believe you will have realized, even parents, that the use of examples, using examples and details to support the main idea in a paragraph is a very important way of ensuring that you have explained the topic sentence well, especially when you're explaining ideas or when you're discussing ideas. Giving examples is the most effective way of supporting or giving meaning to the topic sentence. Lastly, let's look at the step number four. The last sentence of a paragraph is known as a concluding sentence. Visi, can I ask you to identify that concluding sentence and read it for us?
"This is why my family is important to me."
Wow, I like that. It is really a concluding sentence, isn't it? Because it is winding up, concluding. It is summing up the three important reasons. And we can see that Visi is affirming, is telling us that this is why the family is important to her. Okay? How does the writer construct a concluding sentence in a paragraph? Have you ever asked yourself? Look at that sentence. Let me read again. A concluding sentence always sums up the ideas in a paragraph. Okay? It doesn't mean that it ends the discussion, but at least it's giving support to what has been said, and it's like you're perfecting, you're rounding it up nicely so that you can move forward. And so that tells us that the idea that you have started in a topic sentence and supported well through the supporting sentences is now complete and you're ready to move on to the next. Therefore, listeners and students, if you have considered the steps in how to write the paragraph, yeah, you should be able to get your paragraph complete or written out completely. Can you now be able to define a paragraph by looking at what we have come through? Visi, can I read to you? Can you read to us? Can you read to us what you have concluded out of this discussion? What is a paragraph to you?
A paragraph is made up of a group of sentences related to one main idea. It is made up of a topic sentence, supporting sentences, and a concluding paragraph.
Good. A concluding sentence. Good. Yeah, so a paragraph is not just a paragraph, and it's not just any sentence that you pick out of nowhere. No. That paragraph that we have just looked at is really about one main idea, one main topic. And the topic comes from the topic sentence itself. Okay? So that the group of sentences that follow relate closely to that main idea, one by one, until it's complete. Okay? It is made up of a group of sentences related to one main idea. Yeah? And this paragraph is made up of what? Number one, a topic sentence. Number two, supporting sentences or details. And the last but not the least, don't forget, a concluding sentence. Very good. Visi and I will read to you the paragraph once more, slowly. If you want to write this down, we give you time, okay? Shall we dictate for you the paragraph so that you don't go home empty-handed? Can we ask you to take your pen and write this down, please? Now, we'll be very, very fair to you. Listen out carefully. We will read to you. I will read one sentence there and Visi will follow and we will take on the rest, okay? Ready, go. I will read the topic sentence and Visi and we'll go alternately. I will read and then Visi will come in. My family is important to me because of three important reasons. I repeat, my family is important to me because of three important reasons. I repeat, if you are lost, my family is important to me because of three important reasons. Visi, can you read the next and slowly for them to dictate?
Second sentence of the paragraph. Listen out very carefully. Firstly, when I was growing up, I realized that my father and my mother have been there for me and doing everything they could for me. I'll repeat the sentence. Are you with me? Firstly, when I was growing up, I realized that my father and my mother have been there for me and doing everything they could for me. I will repeat for the last time, so listen out very carefully. Firstly, when I was growing up, I realized that my father and my mother have been there for me and doing everything they could for me.
Thank you, Visi. Let's continue. For instance, the spelling of the word instance, INSTANSE, instance. For instance, comma, they fed me, clothed me. For instance, they fed me, comma, clothed me, CLOTH, clothed me, and were teaching me right from wrong. And were teaching me right from wrong. I repeat that sentence. For instance, they fed me, comma, clothed me, comma, and were teaching me right from wrong. Visi, can you continue the second sentence? Second supporting sentence.
Fourth sentence of the paragraph reads, secondly, comma, in my family, comma, I learned, past tense. Learned spells LEARNED. I learned many important skills and ways of behaving. I hope you are following me. I'll repeat this sentence again. Secondly, comma, in my family, comma, I learned many important skills and ways of behaving.
Good. Very good. For example, next sentence is, for example, I learn to wash my clothes. Spell clothes, CLOTHES. I repeat the first part of the sentence. For example, comma, I learn to wash my clothes. I learn to wash my clothes. Cook my food, comma. After clothes, you say comma, yeah? I learn to wash my clothes, comma. Cook my food, comma. And treat people with respect at all times. And treat people with respect at all times. I repeat for the last time. For example, I learned to wash my clothes, cook my food, and treat people with respect at all times. Visi, can you read that lastly sentence?
Lastly, comma, my family is my first teacher. It's a very short sentence. I'll repeat. Lastly, comma, my family is my first teacher. Can I repeat again? Repeat it again. Lastly, my family is my first teacher.
Good. Next sentence. I realized that by the time I attend school, I realized that by the time I attend school, I realized that by that time I attend school, I was already prepared. I was already prepared to do the right things. To do the right things. I realized that by the time I attend school, I was already prepared to do the right things because I already learned skills and important community rules and values in my family. Full stop. I repeat for the last time. I realized that by the time I attend school, I was already prepared to do the right things because I already learned skills and important community rules and values in my family. This is why my family is important to me. Last sentence. This is why my family is important to me. Good. Don't worry if you don't have the whole paragraph. At least you get that idea, okay? In fact, that has been the end of the main part of the lesson. Okay? We have actually recapped what we have covered last week, and that really makes up the main session for today. And I hope that you have caught some ideas on how to construct, number one, a topic sentence from a given topic. Okay? Secondly, we hope that you have learned how to expand that topic sentence into what is known as supporting sentences. And last of all, that you have realized that having a concluding sentence in a paragraph winds up your writing. Those are the three main things. The next week, as we are ready to conclude the lesson, I'm just letting you know that next lesson, we will look at how to get your paragraph connected together as one main idea, okay? And we will look at paragraph cohesion, unity, in paragraph writing. And the question is, how do we ensure that our paragraph is complete when we write? The answer will come in your next session. Just before we end, good listeners, the announcements for today and feed forward from the Ministry of Education. We have been planning an ongoing learning support at this time as we are coming through the period of uncertainty. NGOs and the MED are working in partnership, to ensure we enhance community education in the next coming days and months as we proceed this year. So our home learning, ongoing learning support is being developed. So the announcement is we invite you all, parents and communities, to be prepared to help your learners learn traditional home skills, okay, that we don't restrict our learners to just focus on learning in the classroom, but to be prepared that as this learning package comes around to the communities, we will all be encouraged, okay? Parents, church leaders, leaders in our community, to continue to enhance learning for learners, okay? And secondly, most importantly, it's calling on our understanding and realization that education of all children must continue despite whatever that comes, okay? And it calls for all are working together. We thank you once again, listeners, for your attention to this program. We hope that you have enjoyed it and that we will continue this English lesson in our next coming session. Thank you once again. We wish you all the very best. From
VC Tupo
and myself, Georgina Buropita. We thank you and we say goodbye for now.
That has been the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.